Chumlan Ablat Gemara. So basically, in our Mishnah, we start a new Peder Kol HaZvachim, and there we tell us that if you have a number of animals that were set aside for kabbonis, and in there gets mixed up one of two categories of animals, either an animal that not only you're not permitted to eat it, you're not even permitted to have any benefit from it. For example, a shor haniskal, an animal that gored somebody, killed somebody, and were caught by two witnesses, the animal has to get stoned, and it's asur b'hana. Or a shor that was used for avodah zarah and the two witnesses. So what... And what do we do? So then, if that animal got mixed up with a bunch of behemoths, we're not worried about the shor haniskal, we're worried about all the kutchim. What do we do with all the kutchim? So we say over there, and then we have another category, which are things which are mutter for Yisrael to eat, for a hedyit, but it's also the mzeach. For example, the same shor haniskal, but there were no two witnesses. The same shor haneved, but there were no two witnesses. Or reveya nirba, you know, bestiality, which also for the mizbeach, you can't bring that, but for desvagin, it's still mutter for a hedyit. And it got mixed with a bunch of kabbonis. What do we do? No, you don't say about what either.
In stamahood, not
yeah.
in a
that's right. But as Gemara says here, we would have thought that when it comes to karbanos, maybe we should be a little bit more lighter because he's taking away the hefset to the base of English. Anyway, bottom line is even one in 10,000, it is not bottle. And then the Mishnah tells you at takana, what you do is you let it wander about, so contract a mum, and then with the money you buy new karbanos to replace it. And then if it's also awesome, you get rid of it, you all have to, if it's a chatas, a mace, they all have to die. Other kabbalists let it wander, battle gets a mum, and so on. And Gemara now is going to wonder, why isn't it bottle? Like everywhere else you have bottle. When it comes to liquid, we say bottle b'shishim, and it gets mixed up. When it comes to solids, we say it's bottle b'raif. Why is this bottle b'raif? Says the Gemara, we'll have a little time, we'll do Rashi. V'chitema, if you can tell me, minivatle b'rub, why taka isn't it bottle b'raif? Says the Gemara, v'chitema, I'm going to answer because chashivi... Animals are chashiv. The whole idea of bottle is that it blends in and it loses itself. But saying every animal is chashiv, therefore there's no bittle. Like bittle is honich. What makes it chashiv? Because the way you sell it is sometimes as you sell each individual animal, which means that each animal has own chashiv. When you sell apples, you sell a pound of apples. You don't care. It's one apple, five apple, whatever. It makes up a pound. So each individual apple is not chashiv. But when you sell a dozen eggs, you never sell eggs by the pound or the nail. You always sell it by the number, which means every egg is chashiv in its own right. What animals is sort of in between. Sometimes they sell it by each individual animal. Sometimes you sell it by the herd. Here, take the whole herd. Whatever it is, 10, 20, 30, you take it for this and this price. So the question is, something which is sometimes, it's called davar shebeminyan. Sometimes you count it individually, and sometimes you sell it in a package deal. What do we do then? So the Gemara is like this. So you want to tell me that the reason is animals are chashiv, it's like a dovish of minyan, it's not bottle. It's honichel man dom. This makes sense according to one that says kol shadaka limonash, and you know that even if sometimes we count, it's enough to make it chashiv, and therefore it's not bottle. Okay, I understand our Mishnah. Elo leman dom, according to the opinion that says es shadaka limonash, and you know it has to always be that, like eggs. The only way you ever sell eggs is only by the dozens, only by the number. That's different. Animals not so chashiv, because an animal sometimes you sell by the herd, sometimes you sell by the number. No, Michael. Remember, why taka isn't a bottle? Let's do Rashi. Rashi, b'chinev v'nevatel beruba, three lines on the top. The haksiv achre, Rabbi Malhatas, you always follow the majority. V'chitem v'chashiv, you hoil v'darka limonas. You normally count it. No, if you hold kol shedarka limonas, sheyesh b'nei adam hamakpidim b'minyonim. There are those people occasionally that they sell by the number, u'moichrim b'minyonim, they count by the number, sheninu. The Mishnah will soon learn about Chavile Tilson, about the fenugreek shop is good. There are a number of people, or many people, that are makpid, sell individually. Even though true, there are other people who sell by the herd. When you say that they throw an extra cow, they sell the whole herd together, yachat together. It doesn't matter, as long as occasionally or quite often that people sell by the number, it shows the cows are chashiv. That's why they're not bottle. I understand. This is the only way to sell it. There's not one person who will throw an extra one in because you sell by the number. They didn't have a concept of a baker's dozen. They never sell without counting. So when it comes to animals, it's not the only way of selling it. When you say that there are those who will throw in an extra cow, or they sell the entire herd without even bothering counting it. So here you can have this flock. So, and therefore, we were, according to that mandamma, we're going to have a problem. Why is an animal bottling? Who is that mandamma? What are you talking about? So, you want to explain that? That now we learned in the Mishnah, Misha ha yulei chavilei tilson. If somebody had fenugreek, shall klai a kedem, but he planted right next to his vineyard. So it's klai. Now look at Rashi. Interesting Rashi here. And I wonder what takup shad is. Rashi says here, tilson, mean tavlin. It's a kind of a spice. It's a very choshev spice. Why? What's this? The Gemara and Sukkah we had esrig is tam h pepper. And then Gemara said, what about palpulin, pepper? That was the only other thing the Gemara found, that tam h shovel pri. Here Rashi comes along and says, there's another thing called tilson, that tam h shovel pri. Where does this come from? That by tilson is tam h shovel pri. Yeah. No, no. Anyway. That's what Madhava Shemini. That's the whole sugi there. Yeah. We know what that means. Rashi there talks about Madhava Shemini. That's the whole Gemara there as well. That is Choshev. Anyway. Okay. Where are we? It's the same Gemara there as here. I didn't look at Rashi there, but it's the exact same Gemara there as here. That's Rashi. We can read more in a second. Was Rashi say the same time three and sorry. Rashi has nothing there. Rashi Tilson min kidneys. Oh, here it says fenugreek. This says kidney fenugreek wouldn't be kidney. That's tavlin. Lemasik data filogibalazis. I guess it is fenugreek. Nothing but tam eitz apir yeshov. I'm not sure what exactly he's trying to tell you. Rashi doesn't say it there, and here he does. But what is it? Okay, anyway, something to think about. Let's go right. Anyway, what happened was he had this tilson that was klayakedim, which means you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. What are you supposed to do with it? You look, you have to burn it, because it says you have to burn it. It says, actually, you have to burn it, dechsiv pen tukdash, and we dash in tukad esh, because you'll have to burn it on the fire. What happened was the fenugreek, before you had a chance to burn it, this arvu ba'achedim, it got mixed up with other fenugreeks, other ones were kosher. We're all right, this is the only one to climb. What do you do? Kulan yidlukud, your memory holds, you gotta burn all of them. Big machleg is showing him if you add the words achedim, machedim, because that might be like a svek sveka. And that's a whole separate pasha. Anyway, memory holds, all of them have to be burnt. It sounds like from here, it doesn't matter what in how many, it got mixed up in how many. 500 stalks, 1,000 bunches, doesn't matter. However, when it comes to Klaya Kerem, when it comes to Orlel, do you know what the... It's not Shishim, it's 201. How do you get the Cheshmer 201? 200 versus 1. 1 is the Isir and 200 the Heter. This is an interesting Rashi here. Where do you get the Cheshmer of 201? We know the Cheshmer of Truma is 101. How do you get to Orlel and Klaya Kerem 201? So Rashi says a Svara, Rashi. Echem Messiahim says Rashi Zuhi Alias Orla. That is how you mevatel Orla v'Klai Akedem. These are things which are not only also ba'achila. You not have any ano. The truma oile be'echod mei. We know that truma is bottle in 101. B'kivon shekafel as Isa. Since the Isa is double, not only not allowed to eat it, you not have ano. She Isura Isur hano kafel as Aliyah. Therefore, you also doubled the quantity that you need to be bottled in. This is what we learn out in Sifri. He's talking about Trumas Maisa. She Echad made 100. The Kodale calls it Mikdoshai. Umimashma Shemekacha. Mikadosh is a Marvin boy. Mikacha means that it asks all those that it gets mixed in with it. So therefore, you need a bitl. And the bitl has to be double. So it's a swara that the bitl, double the Isa, double the bitl. Anyway, so Chacham says it is bottle in 200. However, they will be murder. There are certain things which are so choshev that we agree that will not be bottled. Which things are they? Says the Gemara, V'chachom and Chom say, Eina mekadish ala shishat ram bavad. Mekadish means that it ruins the entire mixture. That's what Rashi brings here, the Pasuk, from Bekol Chelbel, Megoshim, it ruins the entire mixture. What are these six things? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Kiva says, Shiva, in fact, is a total of seven. These are they. A goyze perer, the nuts that come out of a city called Perech. Uri moine badon, the pomegranate that come out of badon. You go to the shuk and the shlaim, you see what a pomegranate is worth. They sell by the individual, they don't sell by the pound. They're massive. Because they're very choshev. The chav yistum is a barrel of wine that seal hasn't been opened yet, very choshev.
I don't even
remember. Do they weigh it?
Watermelons, at least you sell individuals.
I know.
Okay,
I don't know. Of course they weigh. No, you can buy, if you buy a whole watermelon, a lot of stores, they just give you a price for the whole watermelon.
Yeah.
In America, for
sure.
No, they have small and they have big. If you go to America, they sell you by the watermelon. If it's a whole. Sorry? They do weigh them? Okay. Not here. I'm talking about the Nigerian throw. Here's small pomegranates. They're very big. If you see, they're really big. You don't even like it. It's healthy. Pieces they do, but I don't think a whole one. I don't know.
You know, I'm a dip and I don't like it.
Sorry?
I'm an Israeli and I don't like it.
Yeah, just, I have to question your whole Israeliness. Okay, the chilfei tardin, the stalks of beetroots, which are supposed to be very healthy. The kilchei kruv, the stalks of cabbage, which are very healthy and very chosher, they sell them by the bunch with the las yavonis and this Greek gourd in that family. These are all very chosher things and they're not bottled. But anything else is. And Rabbi Akiva adds one more. Moisiv also, avkichre shabalabais. Challah made at home, those are beautiful and they're very chosher. That's it. Then he says, yeah, but 200, but not these six or seven. Because they're very chashiv. You put a lot of love into it. Haraul orla, people make challah, they have a special attachment to it. Haraul orla, orla. So now what happens? If the particular item that got mixed up with everything else is orla, the first 3 years, you know, for fruit, then everything else is treated as if it's orla. Doesn't matter if it's 1,000 other fruits there. Haraul the klai kedem, if it's, the problem is that it was planted next to the vineyard, then klai kedem. Then everything in that bunch, in that group over there is considered klai kedem, not have any achili, not allowed to have a no garnished. Okay, if we eat manalah, we learn. Okay, to understand, Rameyer said it's never bottled because it's so chashiv. Why is it so chashiv? Because he says that fenugreek is sold by the individual. You sell each stalk or each bunch individually. You don't just take a whole, collect the whole thing. Say, okay, here, in the, whatever's in this bag, or you don't throw in extra ones. We eat manalah. Rabbi Yechina said es shedar koylimana shaninu. When do we? Why does Rameyer say it's chashiv? Because the only way they sell it is by counting it. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. Davar Sheminyan means it's the only way, like eggs. It doesn't matter if it's the only way selling it, even if occasionally you sell it by the number, and occasionally in a bunch that's considered a chosh of a thing is not bottled, is made a good more concludes the question. Is ha nichel leish lakish by a cow? Sometimes you sell it individually. Sometimes by a herd. It's not bottled. El Rabbi Yechon my equal meimer, but Rabbi Yechon said that what shadar kolimano is that only if the only way you sell it. So an animal is not chosh. So why taka isn't it bottled? Rashi. Ain't a mekadosh el buckle. Mekadosh means it ruins the rest. It's not mekadosh, it doesn't ruin the rest. El, it is buckle. That's what the Chacham say. Ain't a mekadosh el shisha dvarim. What do you mean? Mekadosh means it ruins the rest. It's not because it's buckle in 200. The only one that's not buckle ever are these six or seven things. El shisha dvarim bavad. Hain shemekachin that ruin as kol hamis arvin behan that get ruined. Everything that's mixed in with them. Metoch shehen gedoylim because they're big. So they're goizy, I guess, bigger than normal nuts or something. Udemei and yikari, man, it's expensive. V'chashuvim b'min, and the chashuv in the min, the chashuv. So the chachamim are not talking about dovash b'min, they're just talking about the thing itself is a very chashuv item, because they're very expensive, they're very big. So therefore, they are chashuv, and it's all relative, because if something else is chashuv in another country, then that's what's not bottled. Perech, Ubad, and Sarashi, Mekhemis, and these number places, Chilfei Tardin, Vekilche, Kruv, Lechei, they both mean stalks. Why, one is beetroots, and one is cabbage, so why are these different words, Chilfei and Kilche? Says Rashi, Loshen, Kelach, Beyerek, Shaloi. It both mean the same thing, but in each vegetable they have a different name. If it's Arla, it's Arla, and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's right. It means S. The Bryce was not being, you know, pedantic. Says the Gemara Vayter. Haitana, the author of Al Mishnah, who holds that animals are so chashuv is not bottle, is actually Tana de Litrik Tzia. So he is the Tana, the famous Tana of the leader, which is a certain weight, of Ktzias, of dried figs. And that Tana holds that not only Dovah Sheminyan Chashev, he holds that even by a Drabonin, which usually you are Mekel, if it's a Dovah Sheminyan, it's not bottled. What's going on here? Hudamad, he holds, Kol Dovah Sheyesh by Minyan, anything which is counted, even though it's not counted always. Only sometimes it's Chashev enough that I feel a bit Drabonin like bottled. The Choshkim that I said, surely in the case here in the Torah, talk about Kabonis, one animal got mixed in, Fafam. Rashi, Kol Dovah Sheyesh by Minyan, Kol Shedarka Lemonis. So this is like a Shlokish, but it's an individual Tana. Keep going, Litroyi Shal is a liter of ktsias. It's a certain measure of ktsias. See, it's a dried fig. Shiroi b'nei Adam, most people ain't meichel b'minyan. It's not like Shlaki said, you know, harba b'nei Adam, a lot of people. He goes even a step further. Even if most people do not sell it by the individual ones. Elodoysen oise b'igle, how do they sell dried figs? They would make a cake out of it. We always learn igule d'vela. Igule d'vela is a round thing, a mold, where they used to put all these, the way they used to do it is they used to take these figs, they used to dry them, and they used to use a special knife called the mixer, and that's why it's called ksias. They used to cut the sorry?
That's the word kite. Some also comes from that. That's the end when they stop cutting it.
Oh, okay, that's where it comes from. Okay. So they, what are you called?
So would you sell a lot of
one second. So they used to, so the way they do it is they cut it up. One second. Then they used to press it together, put it into a mold. Now, the mold was a very deep thing. So you had, you know, a few layers of a, it looked like a big cheese. You ever see these big cheese rings? Big, buy a big cheese. But this one here was also very deep. So it wasn't just one row of figs. There's maybe two or three or four rows of figs there. And they pressed it together. And most time they would sell the whole thing, the whole cake. Sometimes they would cut each fig off separately and sell it as a fig. But that wasn't most times. So this is a tano hold that even though only sometimes they would cut each individual fig and sell it by the fig, that's choshev enough to say that it's not bottled, says Rashi. Shiroi b'nei Adam ein moichin b'minyan elo dois nois b'igol. They press it in that mold u'moichin kol igol yachad. They sell the whole thing. I don't know if it's 100 dried figs there or 50. It doesn't matter. Hoyu l'pa'omim sh'moinin halitrois levad l'moichram b'minyan. Since something they do it, that's enough. It's choshev. Afilu b'darabonin b'midei di yisturin b'darabonin. And his whole machma that even something's only yisturin. Ki going trumas k'tzias. The truma of these dried figs are only darabonin. There's a but why is only the rabbanon? Because it's a fruit, or and there's a machlek is rishonim. If fruits also are most rishonim hold that fruits is no that truma and ma'isim that are tied only the rabbanon. Only the grains, only wine. No, the Feder says wine, oil, and grain. So the most rishonim hold that only oil, wine, and grain. Mahatoy, you have to give truma ma'isim. Yerek, everyone agrees with the rabbanon. Paidus is the machlek. The Ram holds that Paidus is Mahatoid as well, but the Ravid and Rashi and Moshe Shem hold. No, all Paidus. In Eretz Yisrael, all Paidus. Jaffa fruits, oranges. The Ravid holds only the what I just said.
In other words, it's either the wheat and grain.
And oil, and that's
and
it.
Oil, and the rest of Shulamim are out.
Truma Mai the Rabban. That's it. Rashi says here, right, it's the Rabban as well.
So now they regard as like other fruit, and
therefore
all other fruit are also
Medaraisa,
according to the Rambam.
All fruits are Medaraisa.
The rest of the Shivanini.
Yeah, and don't do Shivanini, don't do with Bikurim, don't do with Truma. Even something which is midday the Isude Medarabonon, where's the example of that? You're going through Masksias. Like bottles, not bottle, hoil, vedarka, limonis, kalal. Since sometimes they counted, that's enough. Cold came with the rice. So surely, if it's an Isa of the Torah, you got to be more machmek, you're going psule carbon, lamastis, and our Mishnah. When we're talking about a chatas, a mesa, they got mixed up, surely it ruins all the kabanas. What's the story here? It says the Gemara that follows. The time we're going to have litra ktias, or a certain weight, a measure of liter of ktias. So then what happened was you pressed them all together after you cut them, you dried them, you cut them, you pressed them all together in this mold. You pressed them in this mold. You don't know you don't know which particular one, which mold that you just pressed it into, or al pi chavis, or on top of a barrel. Now, what happens is, whatever you did right now, you have to give truma. You have to give truma. The thing is, you don't know which mold you did right now to give the truma. You have no idea. You don't know which barrel you just pressed onto, or alpikaveres, or on this like a beehive, it's cylinder. You don't know which one you did it in. So there's a problem of truma. This is what Rashi here. Litra ketiyas, mishkul litra shol te'enim yivashis. The weight of a liter of dried figs, shol truma of truma, shekitzim be'izemel, that you cut it with this knife, bekli sheshmoy miktoya. In fact, the name of that keli is called the miktoya. Shadorsa alpi eagle, you pressed him on top of the eagle. What's eagle? Shame Kalihu, it's the name of a Kali. Ogle, it's round. Vidorsim Boxias, they press there the dried figs. The Nidvokin Zubazu, the sticky and the eel gets, you know, they come together. The Nas and eagle, they become oval. Kengvina, they look like a big round wheel of cheese. And he did it alpi on top. Why mean on top? Davkin Noka Chinita Le Naim. So that's visible. Right, that is visible. In other words, the ones that are found in the bottom of the mold is not a shaila. That it's truma, not truma. Because that's old. It's only the one you did on top now. The top layer where you did now. Then you do what you don't know. You don't know which is the mold that you made right now. Which is the one that has truma mixed into it. Which is the one you're not allowed to eat. When it comes to the bottom ones, partially, she'ein ha'truma, whatever, no truma there. Only the top layer, is included in the suffix. So what do you do now? So the machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda in how Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are arguing, says the Gemara. Ramei, this is Ramei's version of the argument, and then we have Rabbi Lezer's version. Ramei says that Rabbi Lezer says, Royin, now remember, you need Matruma, you need 100 to 1. So Ramei and Rabbi Lezer says, Royin esel yoynes ki ilahim prudus. We look at the top ones as if they're all separated, even though you don't have 100 to 1 here. And the bottom ones are not including the Safi because they are old, it's not a question at all. Nevertheless, we treat it all separated and we treat it as if they're all mixed in together and the bottom ones, malas as el yainas, they all join together and the ones on the bottom are part of the 100 to mevatl the one on top. Rabbi Shua says no. Im yesh meya puminyal. If you have 100 other cakes and the top rows, then we'll say it's bottled. Vim lav hapumin asurin vashalayim mutarim. But the bottom is mutar. Rashi. What happened was you don't know. Royim we treat it. we treat it ki ilu ein prudus as if the separator would mean afa pisha ein kan kuf pumin shall kuf kalim shall hetel vadi. So you don't have 100 other cakes sitting around, you only have 10. So lechede it all be asik. You know which one you just put in the new one and where the trum is levat leisa and the hatach toynus einan bechlal asafi. There was never a doubt that the trum was on the bottom one. So lechede shouldn't be included. All we look at the top layers. Only 10 top layers there. So how come we say any of them are mutter? Let's start if yain lechede not included with the top ones levat and the royin we see as kol litroyes hatach toynus. The Elyon is, we view all the leader of the Tachten and the Elyon, Shebechol HaKelim and all the Kelim, Prudus, as if they're separated. V'zum U'revez B'kulon, and we imagine that they're all mixed together, V'hatachtoynes Mitztarfes L'Elyonis, and we imagine as if they all join together, L'Halos as Elyonis Shebechol Pumapum. We look at every single one and we add up all the ones in there together, the Tachtainas together with the Elyonis, and therefore we suddenly have 100, because if we include all the ones, all those ones, we could be Mekul. Comes along and says, Abishu, no. He says, you only look at the top layer. If you have 100, fine. V'im lav, ha-pumin asurin. Sha-tachtainas is not a problem. She'ein lam bechlal ha-sofik, ein ma'il pumin. They're not in the sofik, if you're allowed to eat them, nor can they be used to help you mevatlet. Okay, that's the Meir's version of the Machlekes. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no. Wait just a little place. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you misunderstood. I hold that Rabbi Lezer holds like what you say Rabbi Shua holds. But what do I hold that Rabbi Shua holds? Rabbi Lezer says, Im yesham kuf pumin. If you have 100 cakes, yalu. Bim lava pumin asuri. No, but what you said Rabbi Shua holds is what I said Rabbi Lezer holds. So what does Rabbi Shua hold? Rabbi Shua imer afilu yesham shloisha meyes pumin. 300. All you need is 100. And if you argue claim and there's another place you want to find, but no, you never need more than 200. if once it's over 200, there's no bittul at all. Even if it's 300, layalu, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. Why? Because since sometimes you sell individual figs, it becomes chashuv and a dovah shebe minyan like bottle. So here we have a tan of litter diktsiyas, which is Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that even though the whole thing is isa de rabban here, and only very, very seldom do you sell it individually, and yet we're going to be machmas like a dovah shebe minyan if you have the bottle.
It's actually interesting that these figs, if you sort of press them together,
but they do. They say you put a knife, the same knife that you use to cut it, whatever, take out the pieces.
So then you're giving individual pieces, not individual figs.
It's each of the figs. No, they don't cut a fig in half. They cut the whole figs. You can actually buy figs now on a ring.
Correct.
And but
they haven't pressed together.
I guess is they had special forks they used to sell to put it in and divide them or something, separate them. Where are we? Back to the Gemara. Rashi, v'imlav ha-pumin ha-suri, sh'atachtoin ha-she'en, oh, sorry, afil yeshem gilmei pumin, second wide line, lo yalu d'chol sh'darka limonish, le-bot, le-bot. Second Gemara, right? What about dorsa be-eagle, you pressed it in this round keg, v'ein yoydei, there's no, be-eizem mokum. He doesn't know if he did that, if he pressed the top row or the bottom row. For example, the keli was very wide and he was pressing. He doesn't know where exactly in the keli he was pressing this latest batch. Darcy Beagle, he doesn't obey the Mokkabi Eagle Darcy. They're not sure within the eagle itself which layer was the one they just pressed. Oilets, Feiner, the Dreamer, the north or the south. Divri Hako, then Yalu. Then the whole thing is in the south. Then you can be bottled. Rashi. Darsa be eagle, any day by the mokum should darsa be mokum shalayim. He pressed it down the bottom. Shakeli Rochav is bride, Vaharba, Litrois, Duras Lirochav, there are many Litrois that are there organized. Divrihakal Yalu, Hoyle, since Velesali, Isura Be'ena, since everyone Be'ena, since it's not Be'en, you cannot see the Isra, Shinidris, Venidvig, Ba'cheda, since you pressed it and attached it to all these other ones. Milmaila, Umilmata, they're all attached on the bottom and the top because you might have even done the bottom row. Minatzad, ain't can dover shabiminyan klal. Since you pressed all the layers together, seems when Ashi here that if you only pressed the top layer, each layer was individual. So then.
The question is, how much pressure have you
placed? Exactly. So maybe then they used to sell it individually. But if you press the top and the bottom, it's like a big mush. Mm. It's impossible to sell it separately. And that's why we say before, Nasel Prudus, as if each individual one is whatever, they're all separated and we can do it together. Okay. So therefore, that's the answer. Our Papa's answer is, our author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that even something is occasionally you sell it, minyan, is already chashuv enough that by the Rabbanon, surely by Yisra D'Oraisa, like in our Mishnah, one animal that got mixed up with a bunch of other animals, Chatas HaMeisa, that got mixed up with a bunch of other animals, each animal, sometimes they actually, occasionally they would sell it, individual animals, and therefore it's chashuv, it's not bottled. However, Rashi says, "Afilu teim rabbanon." I don't have to say that our Mishnah is a lone author, Rabbi Yeshua. I can even say our Mishnah is a rabbanon. So if it's a rabbanon, our Mishnah is, that's not really a dovah shebe minyan, right? According to Rabbi Yechon, it's only the only way you sell it by counting. So how come it's not bottled? You know why? Balei chayim chashive, living animals are very chashuv. V'lei bottle, they're not bottled. They're not bottled. Says the Gemara, "Nu v'nimshech." Why don't we pull one at a time? The nikrev chad menayu. Why don't we just do one animal at a time, pull one animal out? And we have a rule called the parish, meruba parish. We have 10, 11 animals sitting there in this pen over here. 10 of them were animals set aside for a carbon. We do and shlamim. Comes along a chatas amazing, I mixed in there or something. Or let's say, and we don't know what it is. So we say it's choshev, it's not bottle. So take one animal at a time. Every animal you can ask, where is this from? Is this from the 10 or from the number 1? We'll always say, called the parish, meruba parish. So therefore, it's be a kasher. You can't, if you take the whole lot and look at it one time, we can't say anything. But if you take one at a time, the name of called the parish, meruba parish. The Rashi, v'nim shechab menai, v'nikrev, v'nakrev, yitlam echad echad, take but one at a time, b'chol chad v'chad, and each one will say, meruba, he comes from the Rav, saying, mother, no. Nimshech. Have a kavua. We had the Gemara Ksuvah of Tezvav over there. We have a rule that says that kol kavua ke mechta mechta dami. There were 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling treif meat. And you bought meat, you can't remember where you bought it from. So we say it depends where you found it. If you found it in the street, it already left the stores. We'll say it's kosher because kol de parish, ru parish. But if you bought it in the store and you don't remember where you bought it, so where did the suffix start? In a fixed place in the store. And kol kavua ke mechta mechta. It's 50-50. So the meat is treif. if you don't remember. So over here also, since the animals are inside this pen, it's a kavua and kol kavua gemechta mechzadami.
In other words, if an animal's straight out,
if yeah, exactly. Rashi. No, Rashi, you're parchinin. That's the most question. Nimshik, beat me a mashma, ye koche mecher echad, take one at a time, metoiche eight from the flock. Ho havelo ye isa kavua, once the isa is kavua, ho oimid b'neim, and it's there, the isa is fixed in this pen. It's standing amongst all the other ones. Rekaimus and hedin, v'ot of loy, prat lezoidik evin legoy. If you throw a stone into a group of nine goyim and one yid, we'll give me machmen and say that you're chayiv. Why? Because kol kavua mecher mezam. Or faket, you have one goy and nine yidin. The chol kavuk mechta mechadami, half and half, and you can't do this trick. Once it's we've established that it's a kavua, then by pulling one out doesn't help. Otherwise, there's never a din of kavua. You'll always just okay kavua. I'll just pull it out. What's the svara kol kavua? There's a svara b'chal. Just like there's a kasuf. Ela nichbishinu. So why don't we do that? A trick. Push all the animals, not one at a time. Deny that they just all move. Let them all move. Not pull. If we pull one at a time out, you can't do that because it's already kavua again. Let's make all the animal move. So therefore, there's no kavua anymore. They're all walking around, and then we can, and then let them walk out one at a time. The name of called the parish ruparish. Rashi nichbashinu deny the Yaakov oisam. Let's force them. She knows they should move. The loyle have a kavua. Should be kavua. Says the Gemara. Why don't we do that? Okay, we'll stop here because here starts a whole sugya about kavua. So probably tomorrow we can finish. We'll see.